Om Shanti, slogan for the 20th of April. Merge the Father in your eyes, and you'll be saved from Maya's eyes. It's a rather frightening thought, being in Maya's eyes. Isn't it? Just like when Baba says, you've been adopted by Maya. You're following her directions. It's quite an image, isn't it? Not a very pleasant one. So what is it to merge the Father in my eyes? And I'd like to answer that by asking you all a question. How much do you feel your love for God has made this important shift from bhakti-based love to knowledge-based love? You can stop the recording right here and even think about that for a minute. How much has your love for God moved from a bhakti-based love to a knowledge-based love? And also, what would be the indications of that, that there's really been a shift? So, if you'd like, pause the recording right here and take a few minutes to think about it. Before I answer that question, according to my own journey, I'd like to take a look at a few other things and kind of approach it through another entry point. For me, my whole life, even before Gyan, love was such a mystery. If you ask me what I was looking for, I would have told you I was looking for happiness, and I was looking for love, true love. Even though I had no real notion of the depth of the falseness in both the love and the happiness that was available to me before Gyan, I still suspected very strongly that there was something very wrong with the way I loved and the way people were loving me. And this is actually how Baba got me. When I first came into Gyan, I loved the knowledge. I loved it. But after about 3 months of great intellectual stimulation, I did have the concern that I wasn't having any experiences. All the other students were, but not me. So I went to a weekend retreat led by one of our seniors. And there I had a very major experience of God's love. And it was so powerful. From that moment, I completely dedicated the rest of my life to God, through the teachings of the Brahma Kumaris. But after a while, even that began to wear down. The intensity of the experience, the frequency of the experience, the reliability of the experience just grew less and less. And so I was back to feeling that this whole love thing was a mystery. I still hadn't understood how to harness it, to receive it from God, to give it to others, and maybe even receive it from others. I couldn't understand what I was doing wrong. As time went by, I slowly began to realize how much two things were not enabling that connection, were actually disturbing the connection. One was my dharana. In the beginning, we're simply not aware of how tamopradhan is tamopradhan. So we're enjoying God, we're enjoying our new Brahman life, but continuing to be the very impure beings that we always were. And secondly, gradually I came to understand what inner silence is and how much I didn't have enough of that. Around that time, I also began to understand that all those wonderful experiences I'd had in the beginning were really just gifts from Baba in order to increase my faith in the truth, in love, faith in love. But just like any good parent, he wasn't going to carry me from now to the end of the cycle. He needed me to stand on my own two feet, learn about love and grow from love through my own efforts. Of course, he was always still there, but behind me, encouraging me to spread those wings and learn to fly on my own. So it was also around that time that I came to understand that actually the whole picture wasn't about what I was doing wrong as much as how much I wasn't doing enough right. And now I come back to the question I originally shared with you at the beginning. Because for me, what I've come to see is that the greatest indication that my love is true, that I'm growing in my capacity to traffic in the same quality of love that God does, means charge myself with it, but also charge others with it, share it with others. The greatest indication of this is that I've really begun to value Srimat. Value it so much in my heart that I don't want to ever do anything anymore which is not according to Srimat. To understand it, to value it, to obey it, but not obey it as a compulsion, which is what bhakti would be about, or out of fear, blind faith, or blind obedience. But really, because there's been a recognition that his Srimat, his offering to me of Srimat, is his mercy for me. It's like the greatest practical expression of his love for me. Because Srimat enables me to start performing elevated actions. And once I start performing elevated actions, I begin the long road to paying off all my karmic accounts, and I become free. I become the beautiful being he tells me he sees in me. So Srimat, consider yourself a soul. Renounce all bodily religions, including your own body. Remember me alone. The Maryadas. So we know all of these, but how much have I understood how connected they are to love, true love, in the sense that, you know, Baba says from time to time, if you really love someone, then you want to do as the beloved wants you to do. My experience is that as I open myself to the godly expression of love, Srimat, trusting that Srimat is the best thing that could ever happen to me, and working within that framework for reality, crashing my own ego, which would not want to surrender to such an extent, to hand over my prized independence, which could mean so much to us in this generation and especially in the West. Just have come to feel that this kind of level of endeavor is what enables me to start feeling really that I am his child. Belonging is such an amazing experience. And it's this that leads to these feelings of really belonging, that I belong to him and he is mine. These are the things that allow us to claim our inheritance, you know, very naturally, that yes, elevated thinking, speaking, doing, being is the truth. And that's actually what naturally connects us, not just to him and him to me, but then me to everyone else. True love. It's literally a frequency of truth. Om Shanti.